welcome all of you. So we're going to get into a little bit today. I just want to make a little podcast today on free agency. And before I get started, I'm congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Your 2016 NBA World Champions. Never thought I'd say that out loud. But it happened. My Warriors disappointed me. They disappointed us all. They decided to play like they were just happy to be there. Like they thought the Cavs would roll over. Which is interesting. Because last year, when we played the Cavs, and LeBron went on a tear all by his lonesome. And we barely escaped that. Right? Now, all the talk was, okay, if Kyrie and Kevin Love were healthy, which should have been just if Kyrie was healthy. And you would think they would come in this year's playoffs, and especially the finals, and say, okay, let me shut everybody up. Let me let them know last year's championship wasn't bogus. We're about to handle this. Show the world. That's what I thought. That's what everybody thought. They're up 3-1. So it's like, oh, see? Ain't nobody tripping off Kyrie and Kevin Love. And then Kyrie started playing like he was the unanimous MVP. If Steph started playing like he was some dude. Just some dude. Who just made the roster and the starting point guard went down and here he is. That's how Steph played. Clay Alexander. He played like Clay Alexander. I got a free layup. I got an open mid-range shot. Let me run to the three-point line. I'm a splash, brother. That's how Clay played. I guess I shouldn't have expected anything more from Clay because that's what he does. He would double back to the three-point line, fire something weird up. Why? Because pretty much because Steph did it all year. Steph gets all the highlights. Yeah. So anyway, that's my little rant about that. Congratulations to Cleveland. They did that. They did that. I'm not going to sit here and feel like I'll make excuses for the Warriors because at the end of the day, these are grown men. Should have played like grown men. And they didn't. They didn't come to play. Andrew Bogut, you're a big-ass liability. All you bandwagon fans who just got here, he's not a real center out here. He's not athletic. He doesn't do anything offensively. Every once in a while, he'll come from the weak side, get a little emphatic block, and all of you go wild. Oh, Andrew Bogut. Yeah, okay. That's why he plays 15 minutes a game, right? Yeah, that's why he rarely plays the fourth quarters, right? Right. That part. Oh, yeah, Andrew Bogut's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Harrison Barnes, you want $80 million? Why? Tell me why. I would love to know what his excuse is. This dude played like he should just be getting 20 from the Jazz. I don't know what this dude's thing, his deal was, man. I don't know. And I'm not going to sit here and dwell on it. But I know if you don't take a big ass, if you don't bring that price down about 40 mil, you'll be playing elsewhere. And I'll get to that later. I watched Andre Iguodala become a liability in front of my eyes. Iggy was once one of the most athletic specimens in this league. Dunking on people, taking games over here and there. He was something to deal with. Even in Denver, even when he first got here. And then, all I ever see him do is complain to referees. And flop. And I guess you learned that from Anderson Varejao, the king of flops. What is your skill set, Anderson? Flopping? You do nothing else. Don't rebound. You don't block shots. You don't score. You don't even hit free throws. What do you do besides flop? Granted, you perfected it. But the refs are on to you. So that doesn't help win championships. So why are you here? He needs to go. Ian Clark needs to get more burn next year. He's a nice player. Klay needs to learn how to do things other than shoot three-pointers. Sorry, you do. Rebound, dunk on people, I don't know. Something. Develop a mid-range. Improve your handles. You're a horrible playmaker, by the way. You are. Your passes look like shit. I've seen you get your pocket picked a few times. So, work on your handles, buddy. But it needs to be some change on his rosters, for real. Because I'm over it. We didn't deserve to win that. We really did. Moving on. Because I'm not trying to sit here and dwell on it. It just makes me angry. The Kings. Hello, Sacramento. It's nice out here. Your roster. You have the best center in the league. Hands down. Can't nobody tell me different. He gets that temper in check. It's cracking. But for the most part, I think it is in check. I think he's frustrated with losing and not being surrounded by winners. I get it. It's a lot of fire there. We live in a PC America. It doesn't go over well. I get it. He shows too much emotion. Oh my God. Boogie got a tick. Well. And he'll win you a game in a single-handedly. You got Rajon Rondo out here. It was a cool combination. I'm not going front. It was cool. Well, what does Rondo do other than pass and rebound? It's good qualities. Steals sometimes. He can't score. He's no threat. If I can sag off of you. Why? Why do I need to guard you? I can go double team elsewhere. Go jump on Boogie. You know? It gotta be frustrating. So Boogie gets double teamed. He gets to kick it out to Bim Lacamoire, who doesn't get the run he deserves, who didn't get developed like he should have. Part of that's on him, part of them is on the Kings. Sorry, but it is. He gets to kick it out to Bellinelli. That's cool. But he needs a real second threat. And my vote is for Mike Conley. Good luck getting him here, but that'd be great. You see what Mike did with Z-Bo. And Z-Bo's not the most athletic dude in the world, but he's effective. And Mike was killing with him. He killed, I mean, he had Paul Gasol. I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize. Mark Gasol. Great center. He had the two beasts. But if you can develop Cauley Stein or get in more dominant power forward, or just somebody, man. Mike Conley, Boogie, maybe DeMar DeRozan, if you can pry him out of Toronto. Somebody. But there's no reason that this roster should not make the playoffs next year. No reason at all. Eighth place, seventh. It's possible. Talent in the West is declining. All the old guard, they're getting old. It's possible. Some openings coming up. It's not as competitive as it used to be. It's brutal in the at the top four. Maybe even five. But them last three spots, open. Let's get it. So we're going to get into this, who I think they should get. Let's start at the point guard position. Mike Conley, I love him. Hard nose. He gave Steph hell last year. Even a little bit this year in the regular season. But Mike Conley, he's it. He can shoot. He can pass. He can rebound. Put his fingerprints on a game. Take over if he felt like it. Come on, man. Him and Boogie pick and roll. A man can dream. I watched a lot of Kings game this year. Chemistry was up and down. A lot of that had to do with the chaos in the front office. You got an owner who's more concerned with what his old team is doing than what his current team is doing. He's pretty new to basketball, so, I mean, he's a Silicon Valley nerd. What does he know? He's learning on the fly. Vlade Divac is his GM. Then the coaching carousel. What was that, 3 and 2 years, something like that, year and a half? Now Coach Yorger is here. Should be fine. He can develop something. He did something with that little scrappy Memphis squad. He got the most out of them. Come on now. You had a bunch of people who couldn't score. All that was on Mike Conley's shoulders. He got the most out of them, man. Memphis is a mess. They don't know what they're doing out there. You need scores in this league. You're supposed to score the ball. That's the purpose of this game. Put the ball in the bucket. You got to score more than the other in order to win. So Sacramento, here are your options. You have Mike Conley, who would be a great pickup. He might end up in New York or something stupid. Oh, God. If he came to Sacramento, that'd be awesome. I wish I could talk to him myself. Rajon Rondo coming back, how do you feel about that? How do you feel? 12 points a game, 11 assists, 6 rebounds. The last two stats, wonderful. The first one, 12 points, what's that gonna do? Right. Oh, but he won a championship with Boston. That was how long ago? Right. Jeremy Lin, nah, he got a great thing in Charlotte. Dan Williams, don't you touch him. Vlade, don't you do it. Don't you do it. And I know what you're saying. Oh, we got Darren Collison. listen, he shouldn't be here in the first place. He's not a starting point guard in this league. He's not. I'm not going to touch his domestic violence case. I don't want to talk about it right now. But what I do want to talk about is you're somebody's role player making starting money, and I don't get it. Brandon Jennings coming off an Achilles injury? No. Be a nice backup, though. But it's slim. That list is slim. But obviously, by now, you know where my vote is. Two guards. Now, Mike Conley and Marco Bellinelli are here. But the Kings have done a horrible job at developing Ben. He should be light years further than what he is. But it is what it is. Coaching carousels, general manager carousels. What's really going on? So he's on the trading block. Marco, I'm not sure is a starter in this league. So, you have DeMar DeRozan. If you can pry him out of Toronto. Yeah, that's a good fit. Kings have a little bit of money to play with. Probably not what he wants. And although he has a good thing with the Raptors. Man. Dynamic duel. You basically what I'm saying. DeMarcus needs a partner. A Robin is Batman. Maybe even a Batman to his Batman. Would be nice. He's been in the league at least 5 years now, and he hasn't had a win a season yet. Why? Check the roster every year since he's been here. Terrible. No talent. Not enough to get him anywhere. I don't think he's won over 35 games since he's been out here. Bradley Beal, don't you do it? Why, so you can give him $90 million? And then he gets hurt, plays 40 games from here on out. Maybe year two or three he plays 60? Right. Don't you do it. You let Washington make that mistake. Wade's not leaving. Jordan Clarkson. LA? The LA Lakers have a promising young core. D'Angelo Russell, Clarkson, who's restricted, by the way, Julius Randle. Nice young core. Not as nice as Minnesota. But in 2 or 3 years, it's going to be nice. It's going to be very nice. They got a lot of money to play with. This free agency class can be nice for them, for the top tier people, because LA is a destination. Sacramento, not so much a destination. It's really one of them cities where you have to come out here, get shown around by the right people, see what it has to offer you. Real laid back. You need a real laid back person to come out here and appreciate it. Jordan Clarkson seems reserved, real laid back, so it could be cool, untapped potential. But I get it. Boogie's ready to win now. So you can't go all super young, you know? But your options are limited until next year, so... You pick 8th. I'm not sure if you can get Buddy Hield, which would be great, but I doubt it. He's going to be gone. Maybe Denzel Valentine. He might be there because of the reporter of his knees. It's reported that Denzel Washington... Oh, shit. Denzel Valentine has the same injury that Brandon Roy had. Now, with that said, he's going to slip. I would take the chance. Hell. He'll put asses in seats. But it's slim out here. Might as well keep being, try to develop him, see what happens. Point guard wise, I told you need to go get. Do it. Kevin Durant's not coming here. LeBron's probably staying in Cleveland. Now, back to Harrison. Golden State does not have the money once. The Kings do. Well, really, be honest. Harrison in your 11 points a game, just because Tristan Thompson got $80 million does not mean you do. He has an itch. You don't. He can justify that. He really can. Overinflated contract, yes. But Kevin Love not rebounding like that. Yeah, I said it. Kevin Love not rebounding like Tristan Thompson. Harrison, take like 50. Come to Sacramento. And live up to the potential that you were supposed to lived up to already. All the hype coming out of North Carolina. Hell, all the hype coming out of Iowa. Come on now. You can easily come out here and score 20. The Kings fans have seen you play. They know what you can do when you're engaged. And if you come out here, there is none whatsoever being a fourth option. You can easily hide with that personality out there and say, oh, I don't mind being a fourth or fifth option. You can't do that here. It's just Boogie. You have to be number two. So you have to score 20 every game. Make it happen. Shave about $30 million off those demands. Make it happen. I just want to see some good basketball, man. Not a Kings fan. I'm just saying. Chandler Parsons, I don't think he's come to the Kings. He's probably going to stay where he's at. And that's mostly because Dallas owes him $50 million. Who's going to turn around $15 million? Plus, he had an off year last year. Really did. So therefore, it's your contract here. Go out there and ball out. 2017. And that wonderful draft class that's coming up next year. You can cash in on something great. Nicholas Batum. You have a good thing in Charlotte. He's not going nowhere. Luol Deng. I can see that happening. Nice veteran presence. Proven. He can make it happen when he needs to. It's not young Luol Deng, but I could see it happening. That could be nice. There's options out here. One thing I do want to touch on, untapped potential. And I'm talking to you, Kent Bazemore. Athletic as hell. Decent long range shot. If he got in the gym this summer, redefine his game, he's about to get cashed out anyway, so you might as well come where the best center in the league is. Make it happen. Evan Turner, that might could work, but I'd rather go Kent Bazemore if that's the case. Younger. More athletic and rangy. A lot of potential. Don't you touch Joe Johnson or Michael Beasley. Vlade Divac, man. Get your life, man. Make it happen. These fans out here deserve something to look forward to. Now, we can wait till 2017. Because let's just fire off this list real quick. I just want to. Point guards. I'll just read your top five from every position, 2017. I just want you to get a whiff of this. Steph Curry. Russell Westbrook. Chris Paul. Kyle Lowry. Dennis Schroeder. I'll go six. Derrick Rose. And I mostly say that because he's in trade rumors. So the Kings can go after that right now. Anybody can. Hell, he's on a block. Jimmy Butler's on the block. It's a fire sale in Chicago. That's all I'm saying. You might as well get in there now. Let him have a great year. Resign him. Might even resign now, hell. Tell him. Shooting guards. Oh, this is going to be a great year, man. Victor Oladipo. Yes. He's going to be restricted, but still. Throw some crazy money at him. Orlando's not going to try to top that. Even though it'd be smart on his part to wait till he's unrestricted, but yeah. CJ McCollum. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. JJ Redick. Tyreek Evans. Never. It's like a pretty good class. Next year, I'm looking forward to it. This year is going to be really good. But small forwards, 2017 free agents. Giannis Antetokounmpo. The alphabet. He's going to be restricted. He's probably going to want about 140. Because the way the salary cap going to look next year with that TV deal, it's going to be crazy. Gordon Hayward, who I personally think is on the verge of being very, very good. I'm not going to say great. So I feel like he should be great now, but that's besides the point. Danilo Gallinari is tapering off for a little bit. Andre Iguodala, Rudy Gay. Who, by the way, sometimes I feel like he doesn't get his fair shake. But at the same time, he doesn't help himself. Takes a lot of crazy shots. Shot selection needs some help. He's been needing help. But he's a great scoring option. Sometimes he rebounds very well. Doesn't play much defense. But Rudy, he can be something. Now, this power forward spot, Blake Griffin, Paul Millsap, Serge Ibaka, Nikola Mirotic, Taj Gibson. It's a great class, man. I'm telling you. It really is. Rudy Gobert at the center position, Steven Adams, Nerlens Noel, Greg Monroe. It's pretty whack after that. Unless you like Kelly Olynyk or something. 7 foot, he can shoot. It's cracking next year, though. I'm telling you. I'm really telling you. But this year's free agent class, it could patch up a couple holes. It really could. Warriors need to go get some low-cost players, patch things up. You're not going to do it in a draft, obviously. Free agency is going to be it because some of these people need to go. Now, all the rumors about I've seen the reports today with involving Dirk Nowitzki, Kevin Durant. Warriors are reportedly after Dirk Nowitzki. Where is he going to fit in? First of all, we don't need another shooter. We really don't. We really don't. We got a team full of shooters. Don't need another one. Sick of it. Somebody needs to play some D. Somebody needs to rebound. Kevin Durant, he says, reportedly, he didn't come out and say this, obviously, but reportedly, the Warriors are his first option outside of OKC. And to that I say, okay, look, Steph needs his shots. Because we all know Steph only averages about 5 or 6 assists a game. He don't pass like he used to. I miss it. It helps the team when he passes more, but he's too busy shooting from 35 feet out to. Granted, we have players on this team who catch passes from Steph and decides, you know, I'm going to fire up some wild-ass shot. Misses. So he could theoretically average 9 assists, but we got too many people jacking up weird shots, so whatever. Steph needs his shots because he's going to take them. Klay's definitely going to take his shots. Draymond, he takes his shots, but he plays within himself. He does what he needs to do. He's a superstar in this league, though, so he should take more shots, and he's probably going to next year. But Durant, where are you going to fit in? How's this going to work? I need someone to tell me. You shoot probably 20-something times a game. You need to score 28, 29 points a game, something like that. I know you're not going to knock that average down to 22, 20. Everybody's just not going to sit there and score 20, 23 points. How's that going to happen? It's going to be chemistry issues up the ass. Let alone trying to figure out who's going to score, who's going to take over the game when the game's on the line. Now, one of my favorite topics is, or one of my favorite things to rant about this team is we don't have enough dogs on this team. We got one, Draymond. But the heart and soul of this team can't be 6'4", man. He's the only dog on this team, really. Everybody else is soft as hell. Don't nobody fear nobody on this team. Let alone Steph or Klay, Harrison, nobody's fearful of that. It's a bunch of soft ass. They're built like Silicon Valley. They're built like this suburban ass fan base we got now. Or at least the fan base you see on TV, because the real fans can't afford to go. But I digress. Point being is, I don't see Kevin Durant coming over here. I really don't. Doesn't make sense. Really, be honest, if KD wants to make it to the finals or the conference finals every year, really compete for that championship, I'd go East. Ask LeBron. It's a free ride every year. Who do you have to worry about? What team do you have to worry about in the East? None? Nobody? You're going to be the number one seed until you retire. It's a free ride. He's been a free agent. He could have left twice. And he could opt out again this year. Bet he won't come West. He never would. Why would he? He got a battle in the West every year. You really do. It's a fight. You don't have to fight knees. What do you have to do? It's a free ride, man. You playing the Magic and the Hornets. Pacers. Like, Paul George don't have no help. Your biggest challenge is the Raptors. Like, come on now. If I was KD, I'd go. I wouldn't mind going to Washington. John Wall's a superstar. Brad Beal is serviceable. He's good. He's not worth $94 million, but whatever. They have a decent team, but the John Wall, KD connection, nothing against Westbrook because he's a beast. Bona fide superstar. He deserves to have his own team somewhere, but I mean, honestly, man, it's the Eastern Conference. What do you have to worry about? Nothing. You don't have to worry about nothing. You really don't. You battle LeBron, Eastern Conference Finals, next 2-3 years. He'll probably retire and be out your way. That's all you. If you don't get past him earlier than that, because you might. Because they got dogs on that team, but they beat the Warriors because they got more than we do. They wanted more. There's a lot more heart over there. Bunch of soft-ass, shooting-ass little yuppies. Anyway, I got off on a long-ass tangent. But the sentence for this year is this. It reads like this. Andre Drummond, restricted free agent. Beast. We all know that. I don't think Detroit let him go. They'll be stupid. They're on something out there. They could be something in the East. They really could, but I wouldn't let him go. Hassan Whiteside's going to command $100 million, $120 million, something like that. So Miami might give it to him. Pat Riley's pretty savvy. You know what? Now that I think about it, if KD went out to Miami, God damn. That's pretty smart. I'm telling you that right now. That's pretty smart. Dwight, if I was Dwight, I'd go to Charlotte. I was talking about this last night with Tarot. And Kemba Walker, Nicholas Batum, Jeremy Lin stay out there, Marvin Williams, Dwight Howard. With the young kid Kaminsky that they just got, and he developed that shot a little more, get the gym, put some muscle on. That's a nice squad needs. I'm sorry, but it is. I'm rooting for the Hornets on the under. I really am. But if Dwight went out there, come on, man, you in the East? You making the playoffs? You'd be a force out there. And you'll be in a small market. You won't have to worry about media. Media won't be hounding you like they do in L.A., like they did in L.A., like they did in Houston. And I don't know what you was thinking there. Houston's the fourth biggest media market in the country. You don't think they're coming for you? Come on, man. You got to answer some questions. But it'd be smart if he go to Charlotte. If he stay west, I'd go to Portland. Him and Dame. Portland is one important player away from going all the way to the Western Conference Finals. And that's just being honest. They're young and ready. I'm telling you, Dame's just getting better.